All right, Ron, we're on the air. Turns out we just got Channel 7 news. We have witness of a breaking and entering. Josh, can you take it out from here?
We have a large 6'2" man entering the door right now. He's going straight for the PlayStation 5.
Oh, wait, that's Billy. Billy.
Sorry. Sorry. I want to play some games.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? We're back from the old vacation. We kind of skipped out on a week without notice, so I apologize for that. But we're back here on Friday as usual, and we are welcomed here today with my boy Eddie D.
Yo,
what's going on, man?
What's up, baby?
It's good to see you, brother. Glad to have you on. If you guys didn't know, Eddie, also known as Ethan, has made like the intro for our podcast, and we have yet to ever have him on the show.
Yeah, no,
which is definitely fucked up.
It only took 3 seasons.
It took 3 seasons for it to get this man. I remember I was like, "Yo, listen, I need an intro for the podcast," and you were like, "Yeah, like what is it kind of vibe?" And I was like, "Well, you know, people drink me this that," and he literally just like one take, and I was like, "That's it.
Yeah, perfect. It's like." Because it was like 3 lines, but it was just like perfect.
Right.
Because the intros that are long as fuck are just annoying.
Right.
So it's just like right to the point. You know.
If you didn't send that, it was going to be, what guys think?
It literally would have been like a keyboard. Like,
like that's literally what it would have been.
Just fucking our faces.
I just played that back the other day and I was like, I mean, that was years ago.
Yeah. Like 3 years ago.
Years ago.
Nah, like, yeah, roughly like 2 years ago. A little over 2 years ago, I think.
No, that's crazy.
Time flies, bro, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you having on today. We're gonna
make a new
show.
One. Let's make a new
we
one.
We could, man. You spit that beautiful that. Fire, and
let's
then
make a new one.
Yeah, let's do it. Maybe in the next couple of weeks or something like that. Get a new little intro for you. Speaking of that intro, let's roll that intro right now. Mm-hmm.
Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in, it's what guys think. Go on, sit back,
go and sit back, relax, go and get your drink.
That's it, it's just like,
You know what I'm saying? That's you got great. A little shoulder move, like you got a little this going.
A little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, rolling the shoulders with
killing it.
I remember my friends were like, yo, where'd you get that? Or like, you get that offline? I was like, nah, bro. I said, that's local right there. So we weren't local this weekend. We were out in Florida visiting the parents. A little early Thanksgiving. My brother Billy Boy's birthday.
Yeah, my birthday.
His birthday is next week.
Happy birthday!
Nice man.
The big 2-8.
Yeah, 2-8.
Can't believe it. Cheers!
Can't
cheers.
Wait.
Cheers. Silo,
I don't have any drinks.
I know we're drinking. Cheering with water. I know it's bad luck, but
hand me the bottle where we do it.
Eddie brought home the Casamigos. Mm.
Dang.
Can't is you that, believe it? What is that? Is that the remix?
Is that podcast file?
Nah, man. That's all good. Listen, just whoever it is, call them up and tell you're not friends anymore. That's fine.
They should be knowing where you're at. What the fuck we're doing right here, man. This business.
Nah, it's all good. But yeah, we were in Florida. It was a good time, you know, seeing the fam and whatnot. But,
is it like still like stupid hot?
Bro, like, you know what's so 80, crazy? Like no. 90? It's like perfect, like breezy. And like, I was like, yo,
was
you can
cool.
wear, if you were like, you can wear a sweatshirt, sweatpants
oh,
and be good.
Oh my God.
That like,
would
during,
be perfect,
like
bro.
Midday, like probably like 3 p.m., like it's hot.
Yeah.
But
where
it's
are
not,
your parents at?
They're in Port St. Lucie. So it's like, northeast coast, so it's it's like by I'm trying to think of what beach we went to, like Stewart and Jensen and all that, but it's pretty good. It's like, but it's crazy. Yeah, you're definitely coming. There was this we were making jokes, the neighborhood literally looks like witness protection, like what Goodfellas would live in.
Yeah,
because I'm just like, this is like a fake
with
little
the golf
neighborhood.
Carts and shit.
Yeah, and it's probably like I feel like it's probably like a lot of just like Italians, like just tan Italians in there.
New York,
it's literally probably like just the fucking.
That's all that was there.
Mafia, dude.
It was crazy because we went to. It was like one of my dad's friends' parties. Like he got to come. Like there's gonna be a bunch of. They literally. It was like pour your own. They had like $100 bottles on the table. These and it was so funny. One of the guy whose birthday was. He's like, you got to see this guy. He's like, he can chug a whole beer in like a second. Guy took like. Maybe like 3 seconds.
How
was that? I was like, this man's like 75 year old son.
Yeah, it was so funny because he looked already fucked up, but he was like standing.
You know, he was the dude when
he was
like,
the guy. I was like, he was the guy.
You
like,
know, he was
like,
that
give
guy
me a drink.
When he was like 21. That was like literally
he was,
slamming.
He was
beers.
The keg stand king back then,
100%.
But it was cool to see like the old people like acting like
in 64.
Right, they were like,
and you said some fucking stupid shit to my phone.
I said, yeah, it's crazy to think that these like 6-year-old women were like blowing some guy. Oh, like,
and I was like, you're done.
He said, you're done.
Like, he's like, toss the phone. Stop. Like, you're done. Toss it away.
I'm going to need you to put that phone away. So it was so funny. My mom kept taking my drinks. I was like, why do you keep stealing my drinks? She's like, because you keep looking at the women like they're looking better and better each minute. I said, crazy. You know what? I think I'm done for the night.
The 65-year-old woman. I mean, nowadays, dude, you don't even be knowing. Some ladies are like 70, but they look like they're like 45.
Bro, they'd be pulling up with the
girls at LA, dude. Like women at LA are like, I'm telling you, are like grown women, probably in their 60s, but they look like they're like 40.
Then you got the other way around.
Exactly. The girls, yeah, they be in LA too. They be everywhere. They those be girls. In LA.
I never know in Planet. Like, if this girl could be 17, this girl could be 23.
That's true. Because Planet, you're more worried about like your mirror pics.
Yeah, they're exactly.
Fucking, you know, free pizza.
No, the guy's stretching. The guy's stretching on the.
Holy shit!
I gotta show.
Have you seen this picture?
Show Eddie this picture.
No,
you showed it to me, dude.
Frank. Sean,
is that the pizza reference?
No, it's this guy. Have you ever seen the? You ever movie see Austin Powers Gold Member?
Do you Gold
the guy
Member.
Who you know how he flips his legs up like on his shoulder? Yeah, this is this guy.
It's just like it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Like, what are you training for?
I know I didn't.
The Olympics? Like what?
Yeah, dude, he does this like octagon triangle like, thing.
What are you training for? A fucking like, apocalypse?
I just didn't get it because
like,
I was
literally
like,
folding himself.
I was like, I get it. Like, you're stretching out and stuff. I was like, but you don't have to break sense. The. Look at that.
He does one curl and then he starts doing a circus act.
He's breaking the legs on the fucking. He's putting his whole. He
is
puts it up.
Is this Hazard or Middletown?
This is Middletown.
Over here, Middletown.
Can I see that again?
5 minutes away.
I've seen this man.
You seen him?
Bro.
Let me see that again.
He can fit himself in a suitcase.
He's older, no?
Yeah. He's yeah, like probably like yeah, 70s.
Maybe. Okay, so 60s. That guy reminds me of a dude at LA that will, you know, go in a pull-up position.
Right.
And then pull himself all the way up, like as he's like doing like a, what are those things called? Like a, whatever. He gets on top of the pull-up, a dip, like on top of the pull-ups and then like twists his entire arms like this way.
Ooh.
Like so his like arms are facing backwards, like his elbow, dude.
He's poking out.
He's like working on his what, flexibility?
No.
Fucking... Go home and do that, dude. Like, people are here to lift weights.
What's, like, the...
Like,
what's, like, the prime, you know, result, like, a benefit of being that flexible?
Fucking a dislocated shoulder, dude. A torn labrum. That's what it
is. Torn labrum.
That's what the fucking goals are, to, like, be the first person to tear their labrum in fucking LA Fitness and Hondo.
I always felt like that guy was just trying to get people to look at him.
I think
but everyone was like looking that. At him, so...
Yeah, there's always people like that.
It's definitely like shocking because you never see anybody doing that, even like any age, except if it's like the fucking cheerleading squad and they're practicing.
But like, how do I keep a straight face? I'm on the treadmill, right, and I'm looking straight across because the like right across is the mirror with the, like the fucking like free weights, and he's putting his legs up like this.
Yeah, you have
like
no choice but to watch
up to your shoulder.
No choice. But
what
to
am
watch.
I supposed to do? Not look there?
Yeah, like, it's like a show.
It's impossible.
You got CNN on. I'm not watching that.
That's when you just go to the other side, and that's why Planet is tough because like you just can't get away from people like that. It's like compact in there.
I can't fuck with the gym.
It's always again that I think Planet Fitness is like the Walmart of gyms.
It is. At home.
I mean, working at home is always the go-to.
These kids pouring up the fucking Casamigos. Holy shnikes, dude!
Oh, I know. It's a big drink it's though. A big drink now, man.
I know.
Is this someone's drink? Is it like a famous person drink?
This?
Yeah.
It might be a celebrity.
I think somebody owns it.
I think George Clooney.
I think that's Simon Cowell's.
Yeah, right George Clooney. I think
on the bottom, George Clooney.
Oh, nice.
No, it is George Clooney. That's correct. Yeah.
And Paul Abdeen.
Yeah, Paul Abdul.
But you know, people drink it now because it went viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty good though.
Simon Cowell.
Oh yeah, that's Howie Mandel. That's Howie Mandel's tequila. Okay,
bro.
Deal or no deal.
We had the best drinks at this restaurant we went to. Like I got like a pina colada. Billy got like a fucking like it was pretty much a rum bucket and like a
basically
pint glass.
In like a pint glass.
But the funniest shit, I'll never forget this because it was insane. First of all, we go there, and the table. I hate when you go to a restaurant. The table's like wobbly shaking the shit out of it because I'm like. My shit's gonna fall off. It's not
bring
gonna
me
work.
To another table. I am not.
Oh, I always
that
say
table.
That. I said let's move.
Do you remember that one at bar? Remember when we went to Bar A?
What?
That fucking first table. It was literally like.
What'd you expect?
An earthquake, dude. Like we sat down. It was like this teeter tottering, and I was like, "We're moving to another table." Yeah. Like
it wasn't even the fact that it was teeter tottering. It was the fact that it went down, and
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
come back up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah, that was the biggest problem. So that was
fucking 6'3". Yeah, yeah.
No. I told him, I was like, listen, we gotta move table. So we moved to the table right behind us.
Yeah, just one over.
So I was like, all right, this is much. It was still wobbly, but it wasn't as wobbly. So we got our drinks.
Oh, now I know where you're going.
Billy, like, we're all have our drinks on the table. And just out of nowhere, Billy's drink just goes, like, slides off. And I was like, we literally moved.
I was like, we can't win.
So only it cracks, losing. It goes into like 1,000 pieces. They're like fucking sweeping it up.
So annoying, dude.
So I've kept my drink in between all the other drinks in the middle of the table for the rest of the night. I was like, hey, I'm moving now.
You put like 20
napkin under it.
That shit don't happen at DJ's, which is where we went, because they give you fucking plastic cups there. they don't fuck around with the fucking.
If that shit was glass cups, it would be
game over, dude. Yeah. But DJ's on
fist fights,
Halloween.
Hold on. Before we get to that, I gotta finish this because this is insane. So we get your meal. It's delicious. So we're like, let's get dessert. I gotta tell you about it. So we get dessert, and it was like, ooh, Billy's like, ooh, we should get the cookie brownie. That looks really good.
Yeah, that was mine.
And it was like cookie, like with ice cream and then whipped cream. And
hot fudge.
I was like, that's instant. So we get it, and we all dip in. I was the third one to take us.
So my mom.
They're eating. I'm looking for my fork. So I'm going to grab mine, and my mom goes, that's barbecue sauce.
What?
And I said, what? And I put it in my mouth, and I'm like,
spit my shit out instantly.
Instead of chocolate,
it was
barbecue
sauce. They put barbecue all over it.
Bro, I think I would not eat cookies after that. That would turn me off from eating any more cookies. Barbecue sauce should be nowhere near a cookie. Nowhere.
How do you mix it up?
It doesn't make sense to me.
No. Like, how do you
pour a lot?
Like, what I'm assuming is the barbecue sauce is already next to ketchup.
It's packed already. Like, it's
ranch. Why would it be anywhere near the hot fudge? Let me know that.
It looks like it, sure. But why is it next to each other?
How your mom knew it automatically.
Right away. You could smell that.
Because she was like, I just want the chocolate. So she took a whole thing and swallowed it without even
knowing it. Yeah, that's how she knew. And I was gagging.
So it was just barbecue sauce. Like, she just ate barbecue sauce.
She said she can never. It's like when you reach for a grape and it's an olive.
It's an olive. Oh. It's the same thing. Oh, or like,
it's the same thing. That's the same feeling.
Because you're not expecting it. It's 100% worse. So they were like, we were like, that's barbecue sauce. They're all like dying laughing. The girl who made it had to come out. Because they were probably like, you got to go apologize.
And that's like, it's tough, bro.
It's like,
what
if you were allergic to like barbecue sauce?
Correct.
You're dead.
Yeah. It'd be tough, bro.
You can't have spices or something. You
know? Yeah, that's crazy to think about.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I worked in a restaurant forever. And
so did we.
That's big.
Yeah, that's
bad.
A nightmare. Yeah.
So she comes out. She's like a whole 4'1".
Yeah, she's like small shit.
And she's like, oh my God, like, I totally didn't know about that. And we were just like, we were like, it's all right.
We're like, it's all right.
Nobody died. Yeah, exactly.
They gave us a free dessert. Yeah. No one died.
Yeah. It's not like they put fucking arsenic in your fucking
in your cookie. Imagine like I start foaming from the mouth.
I'm sorry.
Just
traces of arsenic in your
little rat poison.
It turns out that someone brought in some anthrax. And we thought it was the powdered sugar and you're all gonna die.
Yeah, the powdered sugar.
So yeah, we made it out with that, but that was my weekend.
We're just not going to disclose the name of the restaurant.
No, we won't.
Don't even remember.
No,
to be
honest.
It was definitely a good food, but just a crazy experience. Great drinks too.
Yeah, they filled that shit.
But
DJs, Josh, talk about it.
Me, Frankie, a couple other people went to DJs for Halloween.
Shout out Andrew and Nick.
Bada bing. It was the best DJs of all time.
It was 100% for history books.
I can't get down with that.
With DJs?
Never.
With anywhere down there.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Hate it.
I was like that in the beginning, but now I'm just like loving DJs, like every second of it.
I think the craziest thing about it was that I was able to see the hardwood floors of that place.
Like when we got there, if you get there early, meaning like you walk in and there's the entire dance floor, like you can dance, it's game over.
Yep.
You can, at anything is at your disposal at that point for the entire night.
But if you go in and they're stamping your hand and throwing you in like cattle and you're like squeezing there.
That's when it's rats for you. And I was so surprised because we got there, I mean, apparently fucking doors opened at 8. We got there at 8:30. I'm thinking there's going to be a line to Narnia. Like, physically a line to Narnia at that point. We walked right in.
Didn't it rain on Halloween?
No, it rained.
Yeah. I had a show on Halloween. It got canceled.
It was freezing.
It wasn't Halloween. It was the week after. They literally had a Halloween party
the week after to like
November.
Separate
in November
because they said they wanted to separate
that's the
themselves.
Shit I'm talking about.
But they wanted to separate themselves from the other bars though, which I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. If you're trying to make a profit,
no one else was going anywhere else on that Saturday than DJs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you're going out, you're going to DJs. But right. Yeah, we got there 8:30, nobody there, and we just got started just dancing because you always got to just shake that ass. You know what I'm saying, bro? Especially when no one's in there, no one's watching.
I think the craziest costume. There was a costume that this guy was literally a piece of shit.
Oh, I really didn't like that guy.
Corn in it.
I didn't like that guy, dude.
That's wild.
That was scary. I think he worked there. I don't know.
I don't give a fuck what you are, who you are, if you work there. Your costume should not be
a piece of shit.
A size of four people together. Your costume should not be a diameter of more than 15 feet.
Right.
You're right. When you're going to a club, there should be no balloon costumes at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because and if you're going to wear that and enter DJs and be dancing as if like you're in you're butt naked,
it's just uncomfortable.
You're knocking everybody over. Everybody's getting knocked over. Grails are fucking everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. True.
But then you're like, he's just looking at you like, because dude's obviously fucking blacked out. He doesn't care.
No.
It's Halloween. It's just whatever. But
he's probably in that costume.
I don't know where that dude went, but he literally took up like a 16th of that dance floor. Dude, I'm not even kidding.
Dude, for real, I'm thinking about this guy like when he's fucked up inside that balloon costume. Like he's thinking he's banging around the walls like a psychopath in a fucking asylum.
Really, he's knocking down like 20 people.
Girls are over the floor swimming.
Yeah. Yo, what's in a grail? Tell me what's in a grail.
It's probably fucking arsenic.
They don't tell
tell
you
me,
actually.
Please.
There was a part.
I'm pretty
Why
sure.
Why would you ever order that?
I'm pretty sure it's like rum.
It's
a mixture
of
alcohol.
I think it's
alcohol.
Vodka. Because I was
sky
like, what's
vodka.
In it?
I'm pretty sure it's sky vodka Rufalin. And diabetes.
Said Rufalin.
Sky vodka and like some kind of juice, bro. Like and I think Red Bull. I think they actually throw a little Red Bull in there.
Definitely Red Bull. A little bit of PCP.
Yeah. Just tell me, do you remember anything the next day and what happened that night?
I do. But like certain
at
parts
DJs?
I don't remember, obviously.
No, I was good. I haven't blacked.
I don't think
like,
I've ever blacked.
The only time like I think I blacked is like when I get home. Like I'm like, how the fuck I get in bed?
But like whole night.
How do I go to sleep? How do you get in bed?
Have you guys ever like severely blacked as in like you do not remember
never.
Leaving your crib? Like you don't remember anything after you left your crib?
Never.
No.
Not once. Like and
it comes back to me periodically.
To me, like I don't know if their brain patterns are, you know, different than ours, whatever. But that to me is fucking wild that you don't remember you don't remember anything, bro. That's
like
fucking
that
crazy.
Blacked out.
Kevin Dinge's party.
Yeah.
Like I'm unless you were doing that. Other shit, like you
know. I was doing other
shit. Billy yeah. did Billy
doing
did
too much
alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I got you. But yeah, but I don't get that about people because I've never blacked out to the point where like I can't remember like a single detail.
I think even. Like comes to like you know when you go out and you have a good time and then like the next day you're like, oh shit, I forgot they were there.
Yeah.
Like I saw what's her name last night. I saw him last night.
Oh, yep. that's every time, dude.
That's like the extent.
That's the extent, yeah, I guess.
That
that's
and like time. Falling asleep.
Or you just are like, you know, what exactly did I say to these people inside
right?
of yeah. Like what exactly came out of my mouth? Because that
or do.
That too. Those are the things that maybe I'll forget. Like things, words that I said to certain people. But like events throughout the night, I will remember forever. Like people that forget about having sex with somebody.
Come on.
Like you're either lying or you're a virgin.
You got drugged or you got drugged.
Or you're
or
a virgin.
Or you got drugged, yeah.
That's or a virgin.
Yeah. Like you got, there's no way. I couldn't picture that. I couldn't picture that, bro. Like.
Bro.
Your dick entering a vagina and you don't remember memorable.
Give it a sloppy top. You don't remember that? Jiggling the balls. You don't remember that?
The whole nine.
Yeah.
What?
We're saying too much for this kid right now.
He's like, I didn't know what was this going to be like. No, but it was a good. What did you do? Did you have like Halloween or this past weekend? Like,
I was supposed to have a show on Halloween.
Right, I remember. And then I saw
that.
Like,
thinking about dropping the album on Halloween.
That's right.
Nice. But we're gonna fall back on that right now.
Right. And now you got a new plan for the drop.
Yeah.
You got is that hidden still? Or is this like
yeah? We're gonna keep it.
Tonight. All right, all right. Well,
keep it in right now.
That's
listen.
Good.
I know you know all the exclusive.
I do.
Info,
I know,
but
I can't be letting it out to the public yet.
No, but this year. by the end of this year.
Nice.
But I was hyped for the show. My cousin Ian, he's in a band, Mojo Hand. They're from Homedale.
Oh, nice. Mojo Hand.
They're killing it. They're
all. What kind of music do they do?
It's I never knew the answer to this. Just saw it come up.
Is it like indie rock or something?
Cosmic something. You heard of that?
Cosmic Brownies?
All right, someone get this kid off the fucking Billy. Just click off.
Cosmic folk? Cosmic folk music?
I've never, like, I probably have heard of it, but yeah. I've never.
It's really dope. It's just like unique, like folk, like.
I think Josh listens to that.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. Sometimes like even like gospel shit will have me like in
ascending. Mm-hmm.
Literally ascending, and like I'm not, like I'd rather listen to that than fucking any rainforest noises, right? Like literally like fucking rain
cosmic like, folk noises.
Like, yeah, they've been all over. They go crazy. They've been all over the place. They work really hard, and
that's great.
I haven't seen my cousin in like 10, maybe like 10 years.
Wow. That's
and he crazy. Came to, I came to one of his shows. We both make music. Nice. We both, he's 24, I'm 22. And it was a short period of time where we were close like 10 years ago. Yeah. And then we're like half cousins. We have the same grandpa, but like, our dads are half brothers.
Wow.
So like, you know, we weren't as close. Mm-hmm. With the rest of the family, but
y'all made a return to each other.
Yeah, I came to one of his shows in Tom's River that he it's like a little festival they do every year, Mojo Fest. It's fucking sick, bro. Like,
I didn't know about that.
And I watched him perform. We linked up. We talked for a while. He's been taking me with him, like taking me under his wing, like trying to get me. He loves my shit. Loves promoting my shit. Loves sharing it. So yeah, he's dope, been taking dude. Me. And we were supposed to do a show together.
That'd be
on
cool.
Halloween, but
was that the band that you were playing with? Like, you were posting stuff on Instagram?
No, that was...
It was a different band?
Yeah, it was... That was like a mix of kids from a couple different bands.
A little hybrid?
We were doing like a Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
Talking like, about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, we were trying to work on a show, the video...
Like that NPR thing? That's Tiny Desk?
Yeah. You weren't around, so I'm not putting that video out.
Right.
We're going to do it again. I refuse to put anything out.
Y'all
got to
remake it.
If you don't do it, so...
He's been very loyal to me, and I've it's so funny because like if I've had other, you know, performers reach out and I'm just like listen to the music and I'm just like I don't know, like I'll like it's work, but at the same time like I can't respect it because I'm just like I'm such a,
and you'd rather do something that, yeah, because you like his music, so
I'm
you'd
so,
rather
yeah.
do the work
I'm,
for
and I know
kid.
That he believes in his own music, and I definitely am a big fan of his music and his type of music
rather than
yo.
Rather than just the
yo.
Fake stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, as like a rapper, like, do you ever listen to other people's music and they're like, bro, what do you think? And you're just like, that's trash.
Oh, you mean,
like, you really, like, what do you say?
Nah, I mean, a lot goes into it. Like, I used to be, trash. You know what I mean? So, if someone's playing me something, I mean... A lot goes into them. No, I'm not just going to say they're trash. I mean, I have a pretty good ear for what really needs to be done. Like, is it just you need to keep making more music?
Mm-hmm.
And is it that you can't write?
Yeah.
Like, is it you know, the way you're sounding? But a lot of the times people are good. They just...
They need like some instruction. They probably need like some kind of like criticism, even like critiquing and or like leading in a certain direction.
And sometimes there's just nothing that really... Sometimes it's you got it or you don't got it.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. and but that's the key at the end of the day. Like if you don't got it, you probably just don't got it.
But no, anybody that really wants to make music...
Billy's dying.
I'm sorry.
Josh is like,
Josh is trash.
He's like, if you don't Josh got it, you trash. Don't got it. You
Josh don't. Is like, listen, bro. If you're singing Hunky Brewster on the mic.
If you don't.
It's not it.
Josh is like, listen, I put some music out back in the day and.
You know I don't got it.
Now you guys know I don't
got it. No, but I understand what you're saying. You're pretty much saying like, listen, like this isn't working this way, but. if we switch up this.
I just give honest feedback. Like, right. A lot of people have a talent, have a lot of talent to rap. People can freestyle their ass off,
yeah,
but they don't say one thing that's true or clever.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you're a bad rapper?
No.
I got, you know. That's why I'm saying there's different strokes for different folks.
Like, and I feel like, you know, you might like some rap that I'm like, that's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
exactly. Yeah.
That's everybody, what I'm saying. And Billy listens to
everything
in the world, like everything on the sun.
Yeah.
So it's
more
like,
about passion and, like, you know, the art, really.
Right.
That is what you got to look for in somebody.
That's like when it comes to me, like, it's really, you can adapt it to like anything, like any type of work or art or like with videos. Like, I can make a video and then someone else can be like, yo, you should do this. And I'm like, I don't really like that. But I see why you're doing it, and other people like it. Mm. It's like you. People can listen to your music and be like, it's I get it, but like, it's not my thing.
Mm-hmm. I've been submitting songs to, you know, DJ Drewski, Hot 97.
Yes.
You know him?
Like know as in what? Like, heard of him?
No, it just sounds like you might know him.
Oh,
like,
no.
Josh and him.
We're dapping each other.
Like, locals like maybe you had beef.
Josh, like, hey, he was at ShopRite.
He was at the ShopRite.
Yeah, he definitely was in the Middletown.
So you were sending him stuff?
Yeah, he's got a new show. It's like a review show. Artists send their music. It's him and a panel, and then they usually have a celebrity guest.
Right.
And they review this. They just review song the whole. You know, they review songs and give feedback and shit. And I just sent Fireman in a few weeks ago, and they listened to it.
Nice.
And they're fucking with it, right?
Right.
But at the end, they were like, you know, this record is dope, but, you know, you really got to sit and think. Like, this one of them shits, you got to sit in the car and think about it. You know, I don't really like to think too much. You know what I'm saying?
It's I got you.
I mean, they liked it. You know, they loved it. Yeah. Like, they,
but they were like,
seven,
it was
7 out of 10. But, like,
it didn't jump. They're saying if it doesn't jump out to the page.
They're looking for that like, record. You know what I'm saying?
They're exactly. Looking. Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I didn't really like that, how they were like, you know.
Yeah. Like, think about, because they're saying, they're like giving you.
And it wasn't all of them, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
But I hate when you give.
Bringing up that point. Yeah,
and they give like positive feedback first, and then it's like right into like hey, like yeah, this shit was dope. Like, it was a great song, but. And it's just fucking this, bro, like right after or something like that.
Let's get into you, though. Like who would you say, like, you know. You are, like, as a person when it comes to music and, like, how you got your start pretty much, like, with music.
I mean, damn, I mean, starting out, any rap music that I would listen, that I would first hear was Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa, and then it was, like, Eminem, Lil Wayne.
Right.
So, Mac Miller, I think, showed a lot of people that are just like him, you know, young,
right,
can really do anything. I mean, this man was touring the United States in high school just from, you know, YouTube videos. And
that's crazy. That's how it starts, right?
Yeah. So Mac had a big, you know, influence on me because I could see myself. You know, I could see myself in his videos and his shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like,
and I feel like that's a big inspiration with like the whole park thing. Is that what that is?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the same. That's the same. You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly my point. Like,
most of our shoots that we do are at this local park, and it's just
my sanctuary.
Like, it's like park, his sanctuary. Yeah. It's like the home. It's the hometown type thing. And you know, that's like, exactly. It's like a big representation of like who you are. So why not stick around and post that up in the video?
So you would say that's the person you like just bump to the most. Like, who do you bump? Like
I really, when I'm alone, I really listen to like
rap wise,
Drake,
guess. Yeah,
Wayne.
Wayne is the fucking goat.
Give me a fuck.
He's the fucking goat, bro, and I don't care what that's anyone has to say about anything. The man's the goat.
That's the truth. But I listen to Drake. I listen to Wayne. I mean, that's 85% of the music I listen to.
Yeah.
I listen to my own shit. Mm-hmm. I listen mostly to my like songs I'm working on.
Yeah.
Unreleased
yeah.
stuff.
Like favorite, those are probably yeah. like top two for you. Like favorite.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mac probably.
Yeah, listen, I mean you know, there's probably like five other artists that if that I'm not listening damn. To Wayne.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. That's from me too.
But like
we were Wayne's in the car today and he was just bumping that old iPod.
Nah, yeah, bro. Man, like
the old school, like Carter 3 and 4 and like all his mixtapes are like just like real life legendary shit, mm-hmm. dude. Like fossils. Eventually, like those are going to be like worth. I'm not kidding.
For real.
Like those man, are artifacts, dude. Forever.
Man got the man got a record deal when he was 11 years old, bro.
It's fucking wild to me. But
he did a lot when he was 11.
I probably bump him. I mean, Drake definitely. Do you like his new album?
Drake?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
You said it was terrible?
10.
Oh, 10.
You guys are having a combo. Billy's making jokes over here.
I didn't even hear what he said.
He said, say it again, Bill. Go ahead. He's having a great time.
I said he did a lot when he was 11.
He definitely did a fucking lot when he was 11, dude. He's probably sipping on lean. Like, he was probably...
Didn't he shoot himself accidentally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At like 11 or something?
Could you like... I don't know. Never mind.
He's probably the little carrying boy across the street. Fucking bags in his pocket.
No, he was selling fucking yoke, dude, to everybody around yeah. fucking town, probably.
I mean, that's how it goes, living in that lifestyle early age.
Yeah, definitely.
He was able to use that music to get out of it.
But I probably... So, Drake is in my, like, top... I don't think his last album was that good. I like Donda a lot. Like, Kanye's...
Donda
like,
was all I listened to.
And Kanye's...
Until Certified Lover Boy
came Kanye out. Is also top three for me, like, all time. He's probably He's probably actually, like, the number one for me.
Newsflash. We just got a picture from Kanye and Drake together.
Oh, yeah. Did you actually see that? I saw that on my...
Chappelle was there, too.
No, he wasn't.
Chappelle did a private show at Drake's house.
Yeah,
That was Drake's house. That's great. And then he's,
Kanye was... I mean, like, Drake's the type of dude to just, like, you know, settle... fucking like problems with people, I feel like.
Right.
Kanye ain't that type of person in my opinion. So it had to have been Drake that was like, look, like we dropped Forever, which is like the top five rap song ever. We need to like just let go of these fucking...
Ye was on Drink Champs and he was the whole time he was saying that I love Drake. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, you know, I don't want to beef with Drake. I love Drake the whole time. Like when people that big are beefing, it's
also like a lot of gas and
a lot of gas
and like a lot of like
you never know anything.
The only reason why, because Pusha T drop is like Kanye's like disciple basically, right? Like they're in the good music together. Pusha dropped that fucking, you know, diss track about Drake, which was a heater, by the way.
That shit was infrared.
That shit was a heater. Like it was fire. Yeah. Like it was good.
So Josh is like, that was an ace in Wii tennis.
So that's why Drake and that's why Kanye is obviously on Pusha's side in that situation. Like, cause he's fucking with music with them. But
he was telling me today that Kanye. Mm-hmm. Ye was saying that he wished he never signed Big Sean.
Big Sean.
You seen that?
I didn't see that, but yeah, I actually said, like Big Sean.
Nah, he said he was on Drink Champs and Nori said asked him, he said, I think it was Pusha T or Big Sean. Like they were playing a game on the podcast and then he was like, you know, like Kid Cudi or Drake. Right? And he was like, mm-hmm. You gotta either answer the question or take a shot. You don't have to answer.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It was like Big or Tupac, and you gotta pick which one was better or take a shot.
Right.
And he was like, Big Sean or Pusha T? Yeah, he was like, oh, I love this one. And he goes and gets a Halloween decoration of a tombstone. And he says, on my tombstone, I wanted to read, I'm here right now because I signed Big Sean. And then everyone was like, what?
I think
nobody expected him to say that. And then he was like, the worst decision I've made in my career ever was to sign Big Sean.
It's weird to me. I mean, if he doesn't drop music.
I said that's probably why he said that.
He doesn't drop music. He's on features. I personally really like Big Sean.
His flow is sick
to me. I saw him at concerts.
He doesn't like the people he ain't making money from.
No, it was some shit when he was running for president. Yeah. He said Big Sean and John Legend like we're working for the Democrats to fucking,
which is true.
Do some shit.
Really?
Like, to like John Legend.
Legend. Yeah.
John Legend was in, like, he was in commercials, dude, and like others, you know, candidative. Right. You know,
it was some political thing. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
Ye was kind of going in on him. He's like, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if you have enough money, anyone can run for president.
True.
Like, yeah. Any single person can run.
Yeah, because
like,
you could just fund your whole campaign.
Correct, dude. Correct. So,
a lot of people drop out because they don't get the money. And they don't get the donations and whatnot.
So, eventually, there's going to be, it's only a matter of time before there's a meme. Other than, you know, Trump as president, there's like a meme president. I'm telling you.
You know that YouTuber Mr.
Biden is
Mr.
honestly
Beast?
A meme.
Biden's
Mr. Biden. Beast can run right now.
Exactly, dude.
He'll be like, I'm running for president.
Who?
Mr. Beast.
Who's that?
He's like a YouTuber.
He's that dude with like.
How old
like
are you, son?
20 million.
Huh? How old are you?
28.
Doesn't he have like 100 million?
Like how old are you?
25. He's gonna be 28 next week.
Yeah, next week. I just say 28 now.
He's 2.5 years older.
I'm saying.
You know Mr. Beast?
Yeah,
no, I only.
Oh, what the fuck?
I don't know who you guys are talking about.
I saw some of his videos this year. To be honest,
this is English. This is American language.
Mr. Beast.
This is what gets confusing because everything's related.
100 million Instagram or YouTube followers, or subscribers. You know what's crazy? I saw a TikTok the other day of like this dude was running through like the hardest accomplishments a human can have. And it was like, you know, an Olympic gold medal was like 1 in 5 million, seven, like whatever.
Right.
The hardest was to have like a platinum red diamond YouTube plaque, which is like 150 million. Like that's the physically the hardest thing to accomplish in the human thing. U.S. president is like 8 below that.
Right.
It's fucking crazy to me, dude. Yeah. That shit is wild.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, there's only 150 mil. I mean, there's people in fucking other countries have YouTube.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did they release how much? It was 150 million, the winner for Mr. Beast's contest?
No, I
was talking about subscribers right there. But I don't know, actually. That's a good question. He had that, what was it, like hand on the car?
He does that all the time.
And he gives like a million, dude, to the winner. Mm. I would saw my hand. I would cut my hand off and tape it on.
You can't fall down or like sit down, right? You can't with your hand
on the car. Stand up.
Did you see a Squid Game?
Mm-mm.
They're doing like a whole Squid Game.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
A real one, like no deaths.
Yeah, no deaths.
Imagine, I mean, as Mr. Beast pulling the shotgun out.
Three people disappear from Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast's tournament.
That would be the craziest news ever. Went through with it. He actually eliminated these people.
He said beforehand that he said he wanted to have $2 million for the winner. So that's
a lot of money.
Imagine $2 million. I don't know if you got to pay taxes on it.
That's
but
fucking. I
sounds good to I me.
Mr. Beast.
Did you guys see you saw like the Travis thing, right? Like the fucking
the concert,
the travesty,
yeah. The travesty. did they say that? Because that's perfect.
That's
right?
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's
you, I don't think
here we good. Are just coming up with shit, bro, off the top of the dome as usual.
That's perfect.
So what did you guys think about that? Like this whole what do you think made it different from other? Because you've seen like DMX at. What's it called? Like 1999's.
You're talking about
what's it called?
Let me tell you something about that video. That video. Whenever
Woodstock?
I see it on
Woodstock.
Yeah. Whenever I see that video on my Twitter page, gets retweeted. Mm. It's the craziest video of all time. The entire tri-state area is in that. Like, yeah, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of thousands of people.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like, you had that wave of people. And I don't know if anybody died.
People probably.
I really don't know. They might have not reported it back then.
I think the problem is that a lot of people that, you know, when they busted down the gate, a lot of people got in without going through security. You know what I'm saying?
That too.
So it wasn't an entrance. They just fucking entered.
Right.
So I think, I mean, I don't know all the details. I really don't. But I saw the video where everyone rushed in.
Yeah.
And just thinking all the people that are underneath everybody that's running through.
That unlocked a new fear for me, by the way.
Mm. And it wasn't, you know, people died throughout the entire night. It wasn't just like 8 people died right there.
Right.
You know?
And they just found another person. Like another
person. There's people passing out, I don't know if on drugs or just getting tramped. Like people were getting suffocated in the front of the fence. Do you know the fence
by the stage, right?
And people rushed the stage, people getting crushed.
Like, too many people.
Physically, your lungs are getting crushed because you cannot breathe because there's
little
that
kid
many.
Died
that,
like
that's
that.
Why you got to thank God for DJs. Like, we think DJs is packed. Like, that to me is just absolutely wild that you're standing in a crowd listening to music. You're supposed to be having a grand old time.
Yeah.
And you can't even breathe. Like, I would be having a string anxiety attack. I probably would die. Like,
I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, you would have problems in that environment, definitely.
There was like reports of the young 14-year-old died. Like, they were dying from like heart attacks.
Yeah.
Because they were just getting like crushed. Like, you can't get the blood everywhere. It was like crazy.
He's like constricting there.
I wonder if he's going to get, like, he has to get sued.
Well, that's the thing.
He's getting sued.
He is. He's getting sued everywhere.
He's getting sued right now.
Probably for each death. He's probably owes one per death. He probably owes some amount of money per death.
Well, he got Kylie. He'd be all
right. I'm not worried about the money. He's not worried about the money. I'm just saying he owes money 100% to all those deaths.
The thing I was wondering is that, like, he was, like, they have video of him going, well, there's a guy's passed out over here. But then he's like, Georgia, like, he's still singing.
Oh, they were telling him.
Still singing. Like, no, he was just saying, "We gotta help these guys we gotta help."
And then just right back, instantly, because
as the man's being carried.
Yeah,
honestly,
I was just about to support Travis in that moment, but I can't. I can't.
Like, you're not even pausing. You're
pausing. You're not really. Like, you're just saying, "Hey, help those kids."
It just seems like
keep it moving. Like, we're okay, because he had Drake coming out.
Like, drag out your dad.
You know what I'm saying? He had Drake.
I got a show to run.
But like, my question for you guys is: let's say this was you. Let's say this was you, and you really had no idea. You had no idea that people were dying. Let's say
we get it, but he's looking down. He sees.
I know. But I'm just saying. Let's say
you didn't know
the video he posted online.
Yeah,
his apology of him rubbing his face and going, "I heard about the families." What are you doing? Like, what are you guys doing? That's
I haven't seen that.
So there's a video. They're making memes of it. They're doing like little screenshots.
It's a black and white video, right?
Yeah, it's a black and white video. Just Billy's gonna pull up. Cover. Pull that up, Billy. Of him saying "I'm so sorry." Like, but like, what do you really do though? Like, what do you think was the right thing? What do you think he should have done?
But bro, like. If people are dying at his show,
right,
and he's on stage, you're telling me it's his responsibility to stop the show?
No.
No one behind the stage can come up to him and say, "Yo, some people are dying. We're going to cut the show off." Exactly. You're telling me he's going to be the one to say, "Yo, we're stopping the show?"
No.
I agree with you, the whole Travis team didn't make, like, the security, like, yeah, nothing made
sense.
It's
not his fault, bro.
No.
Terrible.
Like, they were telling the people recording the show. They were telling security guys. Yeah.
They could have stopped They could have stopped it.
Yeah.
It's not him.
What do you is not pulling up?
Nah, it's fucking all right, 30 well, second.
Yeah, dude. All right, but he should have done is the opposite of that.
Yes.
All right, so this is what he did.
So yeah. Oh wait here. Billy, come on, you just gotta find the original.
Fuck. Oh no, it wasn't original.
Billy, we're gonna have to hire Omar to come in and show the videos.
Oh, it's the guy still talking over.
Oh my goodness, here we go.
Oh, no, is it? Yes.
Identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know? I could just never imagine the severity of this.
It's a little weird.
It is weird. It like feels awkward, forced. It definitely feels forced. And you should have done just
what would
the
you
opposite
do?
Of
if that.
That
was you,
I would have written a statement. Listen, you are taking that L.
Right.
People will hate you.
Yeah.
I understand that. People are going to hate you. Okay? But I would not release a video of me watching Marley and Me, basically, like, behind the camera. Man's fucking faking tears, bro, on camera in a black and white video. What is this fucking? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, it's totally
right. Like, definitely.
I would release a statement.
Yeah.
Just fucking type up a statement. You're what are you putting that on Instagram? Are you serious?
The only way he could have saved himself from that,
you can't.
No, there is.
Really?
No, he could have said, "Man, I was fucked up. You know, I apologize for putting something out like that." He says, "What I'm really going to start doing is this, this, and that." So
exactly. Letting the media run but I'm life. Saying put that in a yeah. soliloquy. Put that
yeah,
in a fucking paper.
He has
paper.
To put it in a paper.
Yeah.
He has to write it out.
Write it
he,
out.
You know,
say what you'll
you
do different
news
next time.
To talk, you
tell
know,
people
about
the
you.
Precautions
no.
that
and
you're going to take next time.
Take their own derogative.
Yeah. And absolutely, people are going to be like, well, next time doesn't matter. All these people, like, it's going to...
Yeah, there's going to be those people, but it's not going to be everybody. And the news will stop fucking
And there will always be people that will not like you from now on because you...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Them murdered 9 people.
Right. It doesn't matter what you say. It's always going to be that happened.
I'm still going to bump Travis sometimes, you know?
You can't cancel the man, like, but yeah. It's like you have to think. It's the same thing with you have to think about that with future events. You can't be.
It's the same thing with all these fucking other events, dude, that we were talking about in previous episodes, like Lollapalooza and fucking Rolling Loud. It's the exact same thing, right. Dude.
You have like a crazy people that people.
And crazy artists. Like Travis is known to literally start melees, like full on mosh pits at concerts. Dude.
Yeah, that's wild.
So like, and he's the one in what's it called?
Instigating
that shit. Right. I couldn't think of the word. Yeah, crazy dude.
It is, and hopefully you know, the future will be better for him and be better for concerts that he has.
I don't even remember the last concert I went to.
Oh, the last time he's gonna have a concert.
I think the last concert I went to was like dead ass like Big Sean in like 2018.
Damn.
Fucking crazy. I'm trying to think, bro. I don't think I went to anything else. We saw Adam Sandler.
We did see Adam Sandler. He was in
Red Bank, right?
He's at PNC. PNC, yeah.
PNC.
I can't wait for that.
He was, what's it? Oh, yeah. Is there anything happening? Like, is there concerts happening there like this year or something?
I literally just have no idea, dude. I haven't even thought about even attending it. Like, I've never been a big concert goer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I haven't even seen anything regarding like even like tour dates for any people that I listen to or anything like that. Anything I'd be interested in.
It's
COVID.
I think, you know what it is? Like, I feel like we're still in this La La Land type stage.
Yeah. We are.
Like, we don't know how the winter's going to be. We don't, you know, for a guarantee, they're going to be like, cases are rising. They're going to say it no matter what.
It's going to be just regular things because it's the winter and people get sick during the winter time, regardless of what's going on. It's doesn't happened matter. Forever. People get sick during the winter.
People are going to get sick. People are going to get COVID more, of course, but they're going to be like, whoosh, they're going to create some type of like patch that you're going to put on your ass. And you're gonna have to. And I was talking to
Eddie. Boost your immune system.
I was talking to Eddie today, and he was like, nah. I said, I hope this summer's gonna be back to normal. He's like, it is. And I was like, what makes you say that? He's like, because they're just gonna mandate everything.
Yeah.
He's like, they're gonna literally make it so you can't take a piss without having the shot.
It's gonna be normal. Everything's gonna be normal. But,
oh, so okay, you're talking about the shot. You're saying everybody's gonna have to have it by the summer.
Yeah, they already mandated it in my job.
Yeah. Bro, you know what's crazy? I mean, I'm just going to say, the CEO of my company isn't fucking...
Vaccinated?
No, dude.
Whoa.
It's wild, right? And how wild like, is that? And I got an email.
I said I'm being such a sexist person.
He looks like... it is a guy. He looks like... what's his face, bro? He looks like Tony Stark.
Does he really?
I got a picture of him. But yeah, dude, I got an email the other day about like, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you need to submit a negative COVID test every week. Meanwhile, the CEO of my company doesn't have a fucking... Isn't vaccinated.
Well, that's how it's gonna be from now on because all these people need to go by, you know, what the government's saying and their rules. What are you laughing at?
My girl, look at this motherfucker. Wild. Tell me this dude don't look like Tony Stark.
That does look like Tony Stark.
I feel bad for you, bro.
What'd you say?
She's my girlfriend's being wild. She's like, after that trailer, I want you to start practicing your Spider-Man jumps. I was like,
oh, this kid's gonna be doing parkour.
Yo, speaking about Spider-Man, bro.
Oh my lord.
Josh didn't even see the trailer yet. I actually showed Eddie in the parking lot before we shot our video today. But I'm fucking ready, bro.
Like it's like one of those like dick in hand, like you're ready to. You know what I'm saying?
You know how like they have Cyber Monday. The 29th is Spider Monday, bro.
Monday.
I'm going online. I'm getting the tickets.
Wait. Spider Monday. It comes out the 29th.
That you can get tickets that day.
Oh,
okay. I got my Spider-Man onesie on. My jams.
You better get them like ASAP. It's going to be the only movie playing in the theater.
Yeah. They should just have that.
They should just have the whole day.
It's
a day. Spider-Man
it's going to be like literally probably like 9 out of the 12 theaters, and the other two are going to be like fucking private parties and fucking whatever else.
It's like an Endgame, but for Spider-Man.
Basically. It's just crazy because like you're bringing in people.
You know what? You know what was net was even the when I worked at the movies, the craziest movie I ever worked for.
What?
The craziest movie? Like Frozen. Do you know how many kids?
You made the same face.
Frozen. I was gonna say anything else.
No, and Endgame, but Frozen was before they had the lounge chairs. There were people. There were kids sitting in the front.
Yeah, lounge chairs
with tents.
bro.
They weren't. They didn't have the lounge chairs back then. They had regular chairs. They had motherfuckers.
They had their puppies dressed up,
sitting in the back, like you're taking notes, and there's no class. There's no seats in your classroom. Oh, like to watch Frozen. There were so many people. But
that's wild. And,
but that's what's gonna be for Spider-Man 2. Just fucking heads. There's gonna be that New York Spider-Man pop.
You know that 300-pound guy dressed as Spider-Man is gonna be there.
I hope he shows
Spider
up.
Spider-Cuz is gonna be in the theater.
Spider-Cuz gonna be there.
What's the?
He's like Bing Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben,
pulling out for Uncle Ben. Bro, I'm dying. I'll never forget.
Man could never.
I'll never forget what movie I was at.
Wonder Woman could never.
Wonder Woman could never.
All that ass.
You guys gotta look up Psytalk NYC. Is that what it is? Psytalk.
I love him.
Or just to look up Spider Cuz on Instagram. That's the man.
It's so fun. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
He's like, no. He's like, what do you gotta say to Joe Byron right now?
Byron.
That dude. What's up? What's up, baby? Take me to dinner.
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
Bro, it's the best, bro. I can watch those videos. I love, what's his name too? Joe Ma?
Joe Ma.
That dude came to my restaurant.
Joe Ma?
Bro, he's walking around with a raw tomahawk steak. Walking around the restaurant after we closed.
What?
He's like, I'm like, yo, are you taking that home? He goes, yeah, I'm taking it home. Fucking Gabriella's.
Oh my god.
I mean, definitely. Hard. That fucking steak is probably $600, dude.
It's good, bro.
Two-tone Tommy.
Gabriella's. That place gets dummy at That's night, in Red I heard. Bank. Like a dumb. Club, right? Like literally dumb. Like a dumb club.
I heard people like dancing on the tables and shit.
Of course.
That's like one of those places where you like find a MILF. Like 100% you're finding a MILF inside Gabriella's.
I got up her skirt.
100%. Like where the drinks are $18 for fucking anything.
Yeah, I've seen some nasty shit in there.
Really?
Yeah,
that's crazy that a place like that turns into a club, bro.
Yeah, next to Whole Foods and the fucking...
Exactly, off Route 35. That place used to be Bonefish Grill, which is top five, by the way.
Bonefish Grill, gone. Bro. It's that gone. That shit just disappeared. Yeah. I feel like restaurants and stuff, they just go in and disappear.
Okay, top three restaurants that aren't around anymore.
Friendlies.
You want to hear an old
Friendlies
word?
Friendlies is up Friendlies. There, definitely top three.
Josh is like the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. Yeah, and the Macaroni and Franks.
Bro, I used to be 8 years old.
You're weird.
I never got a hot dog at Friendlies.
I've never gotten food at Friendlies. Fuck me.
It's probably why I'm fucking...
Ice cream only.
He got literally. So much dehydrated meat oh, inside man. Of him.
I'll never forget we went to Friendlies, bro. And Billy's like, oh, yeah, can I just get a burger? And she's like, pink or no pink?
I was like, what the fuck? A two in the stink? I was like, what the fuck is this?
Pink or no pink?
Like, what? Like, no, I don't want it well done.
Like, what the fuck does that mean?
No yeah. pink.
I was like, what if I want medium? I was like, how's that?
Exactly, dude. How's can that I have cooked? Something in the middle?
What yeah. the fuck is pink and no pink?
Dude, Friendlies was top tier.
Friendlies is top three. Honestly, dude, I'm blanking, but I would just throw Pizza Lulu in there just because.
Pizza Lulu?
Have you guys ever been there?
Yeah, we used to
it's
go,
there. Used to
it's
go
up,
there.
It's up there for me.
$5, you get like 18 pies.
Used to go, it was like all you can eat.
Yeah, it was all you can eat.
It was like though. This big, though. It was like Hot Pocket pizzas. Mm.
Bro, I honestly, it's white trash, but I fucking miss Bertucci's, bro. I miss the fucking hot bread, bro.
You know what I heard about? You know why they closed, right? I heard they had like roaches and like rats, bro.
That's why it was so good, bro.
They had the little droppings on the pizza.
The place was definitely like I just love the bread from there, bro. They give you like the fucking buns
and like it just didn't make any sense. Like that was the last thing I would expect for them to close because they had that fucking brick oven in the back. It looked like a nice place. And I hear about. I hear about fucking
not one step.
Ratatouille in the back. Oh, spinning the
Eddie,
Alfredo.
Eddie, what places do you like? And you just like, that's my spot.
To eat?
Yeah, to eat.
I start getting bougie with where I eat.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He's stepping up the dollar.
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
No, I don't know. It's like the service for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you want salt bacon.
Trying to go
out.
In. Yeah.
Salt bacon.
I'm trying to go in somewhere and get taken care of. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
Toes rubbing.
I know what you mean.
can't have one serious conversation.
I'm so sorry.
Just fucking
taking care of. No, but I understand, dude. I love a good experience. But you know what I don't like? Because this was like when I, when we were in Florida, bro, there was this one guy that was like my dad's friend. And he was like, you know, I came out. They have like a little like lunch thing you get there. He's like, you know, we came out, and he's like, the girl won't give me one piece of rye toast. And my dad's like, well, what would you do? He's like, well, He's like, I ate it. He's like, and then I went home and I wrote like a really bad review. Like, why? Just ask for more
toast.
Why you gotta fuck? Why you gotta act toast. Like J.K. Rowling can on
we,
the fucking?
Can we talk writer? About? Can we just talk about people that go out of their way to make a Yelp review?
What are you doing?
Like, unless actually, you know what? No, not unless you are not making a Yelp review. There's no way you're exiting, going on to the Yelp app. Finding the restaurant and complaining about the fries. There's
downloading the Yelp app.
Correct. Exactly. Downloading the Yelp or going.
No, they already got it downloaded.
They're a fucking gold member on that shit. They got 5 stars on Yelp.
Diamond player.
They got fucking 5 stars on Yelp. And they just say anything. Like, I couldn't imagine. Dude, my dad the other day. Dude, we got fucking. We went to Chili's like 2 weeks ago. It took like 45 minutes, like we didn't have our food in like 45 minutes. Every table around us was getting their food.
What was going on?
And the waitress was just like, hey.
They didn't have the soft shell crab, that's why they took so long.
The waitress was just like, you know, we're really backed up right now, like all this and that, whatever. But every other table was getting food. So I was kind of getting annoyed, but I don't make a scene. Like right. It's hard.
No,
my dad makes a scene. I was telling my dad, I was like, look, like say what you need to say to the waitress, but do not make a scene. Like, please don't make a scene.
That's it.
Like, I understand. Like, you're upset right now. Just don't make a scene. And we get the food to go, and my dad was going to sit there and fill out the fucking survey on the little kiosk thing. I was like, if we don't get up right now and leave this restaurant, I'm not talking to you for the rest
survey,
of
the bro.
Like, he was going to waste time fucking fill out the survey about our waitress and the stuff. Like, can we just fucking keep it moving? I was screaming.
Keep it moving.
Like, you see that little kiosk thing that you can pay on?
Yeah.
See, that's like, if the food's not good, see, like, my grandparents wouldn't do that. They would just steal the kiosk and just walk.
Oh. And just reprogram.
Yeah, this is mine now. Bing bong.
You can play games on it, Frank. They would give it for my birthday party.
You can't do it. First of all, there's a tracker on it, Grandma. They know where you live.
I'll tell you why we can't do it. No, the best thing about Yelp is like when you look at a restaurant, like, ooh, look at the pictures. You click the pictures, it like takes it to download the Yelp app. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
Exactly. Like at that point, you're just tired. Like, is it really that important for you to complain about the service?
I'll tell you one thing. It's probably the best time to get a job in the food industry because if you pass every food place, we're hiring.
And that's the reason why, like, a lot of the food places are slower now because no one wants to work, bro. No one wants to work in these food places because they're already down bad.
Especially if you're young, that's great. But if you're a college-educated person, you're like...
You ain't working in a fucking... Nah.
And you're like, I fucking went to school for this.
You know what's a restaurant that's so good that I forgot about that's not there anymore?
What?
Carrabba's.
Yeah, it's really good.
Carrabba's was really good.
Yeah, a lot of my favorite restaurants aren't in Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
What is like? Where do you go?
I mean, in New York, I like Keen's a lot.
Keen's
Steakhouse, Chop House. It's like a really old fashioned. Like, it looks like you're still in the 1920s. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But they take really good care of you. Like, it's a real process. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in Florida, I like Louis Bossy a lot.
Louis Bossy.
Sounds like a steakhouse.
It's an Italian spot.
Sounds like a guy who sells baseball cards.
It's really good.
His name's Louis. Is it the first thing you know of a steak? Louis
Bossy. I mean, I could see an Italian steakhouse. You have fucking pasta and other shit too, but.
Yeah.
But I'm always taking recommendations for like a nice restaurant around here. I don't know.
But there's like a couple of nice spots like over here.
I like Asbury. Yeah. Pascal and Sabine's is really good food. Really good food.
Taka and Asbury.
There's a couple good smacking. Spots.
There's a couple good spots for you, man.
Yeah.
And there you go. What are you doing, Bill? Are you still like ripped right now?
McDonald's.
I was going to say that. I was trying to think of a really bad spot.
I was trying to think of like a fast food name, but like make it like cliche, like Tarjay, you know?
Like Mickey D.
McDonald's.
Just the way you
no
say
D.
It. Good food, McDonald's. Man. You can't go wrong with good food.
Fun fact.
What the fuck are you going to say?
Fun fact, your lips are the same color as the head of your penis.
Billy told me this today.
It's a fact.
He told me to go look.
I tell you, I said, go look. I'll put $100 on it.
I said, I'm having my lunch. I'm not looking at my dick.
Your lips are the same color as your dickhead.
You will not catch me today.
No, just think about it. Every guy who's listening to this now is like, fucking check it out, I guess.
Check this shit out.
Bro.
No,
they are the same goat.
They're going to go to your friends. If they're sitting with friends, they're like, nah, fuck that, dude. I'm like, they're like, all right.
No, because I
didn't go home.
Billy said he was going to Planet. He was like, I think I'm going to use the tanning machines in Planet Fitness to tan my legs.
Yeah.
He was like, because they're so fucking
white. I hate it. I hate that I'm like a fucking Oreo.
He said he looks like a popsicle.
It's fucking
still.
Brown, white, brown. I don't like it.
So go in there.
I've never done it. So I don't like
You don't go in there, right?
I've never.
If anything, I go to a nude beach.
I never did like a tan.
There's none near here.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah, in the freezing cold right now.
Oh, you mean no, right now?
Like, wait, if I lived in Florida, yeah.
Wait, you would like be cock out and on a beach?
Yeah, why not?
I'm trying to think if I would be cock out.
I think.
I think I would.
I think I would need a
wax. You got old sack man fucking wiggling his dick. You think they're gonna be that's like, true, oh god, true. No, they'll rather see your cock.
Those are dudes that lived through the war. They don't give a fuck. Yeah.
You're only gonna see
those are people that've been through. Everything. They probably don't give a fuck what your ass got to say.
But. You're only going to see 80 plus people there.
Unfortunately. But at the same time, you're getting a fucking cheek tan, you know?
Yeah.
You're getting straight cheeks and your legs tan, and you don't have to worry about no tan lines. Nah. So you're not going to be looking like a fudge pop.
Exactly. They do have they do have one in Sandy Hook, though. I've seen a few heads on there.
Oh god.
Pause, bro.
Let's switch this over.
Get the fuck out of here. I see a few heads.
No, just heads, bro, meaning people.
We got it.
Sure.
We were just talking about penis heads though.
you kinda came in.
I got dirty minds, bro. I'm talking about peeps.
Bro, I was laughing because when we were on vacation, Billy had no bud.
Yeah, I was pissed.
So he was going through detox.
I could have hooked you up, son.
You were drinking, probably.
I was trying to get some old people there, like the old people there. I'm like,
someone. You should have packed an edible or something.
You were in North Florida.
I had fucking dogs.
Nah, bro. You're fine. Dude.
I got an airport.
You're fine with that. It. Yeah, you're just pack them right underneath your fucking clothes.
I thought
you
said you can't travel with no more.
Nah, you could take it.
Nah, dude. I'm packing
it
now.
I'm gonna have.
Bro, put it in your check bag. If you take a check bag,
that's what I'm gonna do.
Just put it right in your socks. Yeah. You're fine.
So I give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they're not gonna say nothing for gummies. Nah, dude. You even have weed on you, right?
Bro, those.
I didn't bring it with me.
Right.
I just.
Dude, those.
Wait, so I can bring edibles, but I can't bring bud.
No, you can bring bud.
You can bring bud, dude. I'm telling you. Those dogs don't look for bud.
I bring like a couple ounces and they're fucking like, now we got
that's different. You can't. That's different, bro.
I'm not bringing this. Like, just.
Oh, so I can bring like a small bag, right?
You could probably bring like an eighth.
Probably bring like an ounce.
I bring like. What if I brought like J's for every day? I mean, like two J's.
That would be an easy sneak on.
Can you bring
cigarettes? That would be an easy.
No. You can?
Yeah, yeah. If you check it. It
has to be wrapped.
Correct. It's got to be checked, dude.
Yeah, it's all got to be checked. But I feel like how loud would that fucking airport be if they fucking open it up?
But those dogs don't even check for bud. They check for fucking bombs. Explosives.
The funniest thing was there was a...
They don't check for if you have a joint in your bag. They don't give a fuck about that.
They have like a thing that says, work like security dog, do not pet.
Yeah.
My dad goes right up to me and says, ooh. I was like, come on.
You're an idiot. I love like,
man. Man's working.
Man's working.
On the job.
What were you going to say? You were going to say something?
They stopped training police dogs in Jersey to sniff out weed years ago.
Good. Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. They're just looking for explosives and probably like fucking like, you know, higher drugs, like fucking
deadly shit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so he was going through like a detox. And it was so funny seeing him, because what Billy does, like, on a dime, he'll just, like, flip the switch.
Emotions-wise. Yeah.
And I'll be like, damn, I'm like, I haven't seen that in a while.
Mm. Yeah. It's so, the only thing that can calm me down, because I have, like, ADHD. Yeah.
You definitely have something.
And my bowels were terrible. Everything hurt.
Billy's like, I haven't dreamt in 2 years.
When you smoke like a shit ton like I do, you don't have dreams.
Yeah. Or you have dreams.
You go to sleep and you wake up. You're a fucking time machine now.
You have
like,
dreams.
I like that. I don't like these dreams I was having in Florida. I had the scariest fucking dreams. Fucking
vivid as fuck.
I squished a bug in my dream and it bled out like Freddy Krueger, like fucking bursting out. Like, I don't like this shit. Then people are throwing pitchforks and shit. Weird fucking.
You gotta listen to that shit though.
Huh?
You gotta listen to that.
No,
shit.
I listen to that shit. You know what I meant?
That you should smoke more weed.
Yeah. Smoke more weed. Yeah.
Billy's like, yeah, listen to it.
Nah, but I was like, I had to like drink like a shit ton before bed.
Yeah.
Just so I can have, just to wake up, just to have like 6 hours of sleep.
Nah, you smoke a J before bed. You drink some apple juice. Drink apple a cup juice? Of apple juice.
Yeah.
You trip sack while you dream.
I didn't know that.
I dream. I smoke
apple juice. All right, I'll get a whole bottle.
I love apple juice. It's better than
that. Chug that shit before bed. Lucid dream. Automatic.
That's crazy. I didn't.
It's wild.
Ali, have to get some what's it called? I don't even know the brand of the apple juice anymore. Mott's.
Mott's
apple juice. Yo, it was so funny being on the plane and Billy's like, can I get an apple juice? Like, to the
bro, that fucking TikTok that you sent to me or that YouTube video, like us at
I
IHOP.
I didn't want no OJ. I had OJ like 3 days in a row.
Like when we go to IHOP, it's literally like, hey, can I have a smiley pancake with a small orange juice and a sippy cup?
It wasn't like I was expecting a sippy cup, but it was like a can.
Yeah, it was like a Coke can of apple juice.
I was
juice.
Like, oh, it's like sparkling apple juice.
We've come to a part where I think we're just we're enjoying our ourselves. We're definitely gonna end this on a good note. We're gonna have our man Eddie give ourselves a little freestyle on the way out. So
pump him up.
We gotta get hyped up.
Get that sound going.
You think you're ready?
Let's get it.
All right, man.
Yeah. Scooch on the beat. Not in my possession yet. That's what the Benz is. Difference makers, weed smokers. That's who my friends is. Yeah, my dad hated to see me smoking on TV. My girl hated when bitches is happy to see me. You rap is cheesy. Y'all look good with some wine and a TV. You know I'm really speaking truth if it's hard to believe me. Even Thanos had the gems and he managed to blow it. With no stones, I can snap on a beat and you know it. You saving hoes when you snap on a beat, it's heroic. And no mind is stronger than that of a poet. Summer songs trash, man, throw them away. For some of y'all, the beaches just wasn't the wave. Yeah, smoking till the filter burn, choking me up. I'm high already with like 5 grams still in the blunt. Yeah, you want the truth, but you can't handle it, it's complicated. I got the juice, but I'm 90% concentrated. A condom baby, yeah, that's what y'all is. Daddy made a bet, but he ain't meant to go all in. Bosses, pay what the cost is, the cost is. Not enough in your pockets, you lost it. This nonsense, man, y'all shit is toxic. So take your ass back to the projects and logic. Until you get an Eddie D feature, don't drop shit. Yeah, and I ain't never quit. That's why I'm in this bitch. But you rappers got me pissed. This money in your pocket then, y'all got on your fist. And your name ain't on the list. Asking me where I've been, got my pen working. So maybe I can fit all your in. I want massive amounts of amps. Matching mansions as twins, I pass it down to my twins. I want massive amounts of kids. Just in case we driving and I end up getting ahead. Cause then I'm crashing the Benz. That's why we need some babies for this bread when we dead. You know the good die young, what if it's true what they said? I don't wanna die, baby, do this instead. Wait until we home in the bed for this neck. Ladies bat an eye when you cute, that's what I think. So I wonder how many women I made blink. Twitching and made sing from licking the main sink. This is amazing, but this ain't my main thing. But time and time again, I see myself in the same position. The same bitches, no, insane bitches. I'm crazy for them like Cobain's bitches. Addicted to them like some cocaine sniffers. I'm Superman. I get low lame bitches, they super bad. You rap is super lame and super sad. The shit you do for fame is stupid, shame will never last. It ain't real, a bunch of robots computing now. This is what it's like rapping in the future, damn.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I
that shit was fire, bro.
That shit was fire. You were going for a fucking minute.
That shit was fire.
Jeez, I'm sweating right just listening to that. No, that's crazy.
I'm sitting here like trying to like finish his line, like as he's like, I'm just like as he's right, bro. That shit was fire.